www.thebrewingpodcast.com.
Good Monday morning. Welcome back to your work week. Brady Bowman with you on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN, here with Dr. Timothy Schaefer, the Assistant Professor of Communication Studies at K-State, also the Assistant Director of the K-State Institute for Civil Discourse and Democracy. And you know what, let's go ahead and talk about what's going on there at the Institute for Civil Discourse and Democracy.
Yeah, the new academic year has just started, students. This is the beginning of our second week, but the Institute is in full swing. So we do a lot of programming across the state, working with different communities around a whole host of issues. So it's nice to be able to talk about a little bit of this. We do have some stuff coming up. One of the really large events that's going to happen is going to be in April, this spring, which I'm sure we'll be able to talk about as we get closer. But it's this annual event. We call it an engagement symposium. So it's bringing university people, community partners, students, others together to think about the questions of what role does the university play in community partnerships and those types of things. And our theme for the last couple of years has really been around civil discourse and that kind of thing. One of our keynote speakers is going to come in from Colorado State, Martine Carcassonne, a colleague of mine, who directs the Center for Public Deliberation there. And the reason I mention all this is because, some of the frustration with, say, the shutdown or just the way that the government at the federal, state, sometimes local level operates, there are other ways for us to interact, to engage, right, to have some of this kind of conversation. The callers, the things this morning are really great. There are other opportunities, other kind of environments in which we can think differently about how we think about complex issues. How do we work through it? How do we recognize sometimes we have to do some trade-offs, that kind of thing?
Because right now it's done on Facebook pretty much.
Well, yeah, right. And not very well. People usually just kind of fight and yell at each other. I teach about all these things all the time. And I say this quite often that, we're very accustomed to being in our own little bubbles, right? Whether it's our news feeds, it's the communities that we live in, the organizations we're a part of, our churches, those types of things. It's increasingly important for us to understand what are the range of positions people have, why, where are they coming from, those types of things. And that's where public discourse, public deliberation, a lot of the work that I do becomes really important, is that you create a space for people to think through some of the shared problems and concerns that they have, and to acknowledge that, I'd really like this to happen, but I recognize the limitations there and how we might pursue another path that brings some of that in, but it's not everything I want. I think this is the ideal for, say, the Senate, jumping back to the federal government for a moment, is ideally a deliberative body, that they're thoughtful, they're taking their time, they're working through things. That's why they have a higher threshold rather than just a majority, right? That's why they have to, on these large issues, they have to have 60 out of 100 instead of 51. I mean, so there's something significant about that. So I don't think we want to lose some of that idea, but a lot of the work that we do at the Institute is framed in that way of how do we get more people rather than less on board with something, and not just to get them to agree, but to name the issues, to figure out how they want to talk about it, and then to chart some paths forward that say, hey, we've only got so many resources. What are we going to do with it? And there are all these really interesting examples from across the country and around the world where this is happening. It's got a horrible name, but there's something called participatory budgeting, where you turn a sliver of a city budget, for example, over to communities and say, hey, what are the problems that you would want to fund? And then all of a sudden you've got ordinary people kind of wrestling with hey, we'd really like to have that after-school center, but we also need to pave the roads, and we'd like park benches, and, choose your other things, right? And then you kind of work through that. There are these really interesting participatory, engaging processes that people can use. And I'm a strong advocate for taking that kind of approach when it's possible, when it makes sense. And I think there are some lessons learned for our politicians to shift a little bit and to say, how do I back away from just trying to serve a base or just to ingratiate myself with those people who want to fund my campaigns? How do we get off of that cycle? How do we talk about 2018 as a year in our Democratic life rather than just as another election cycle, right? Those are frames that are important. But those are some of the challenges that we really face when we think about politics as this kind of dirty word, and we think about the improbability of kind of democracy. I think that there are ways that we can find some positive paths forward. But that's part of what we're doing at the Institute, teaching students in classes, doing a lot of community work with organizations and partners. I think that's, for me, that's what gives me the hope, especially when we see the stalemate that is otherwise kind of existing at the federal level when people just aren't shifting. We have more in common than we think, and I often hope that through the work that we do here at K-State that people can see that.
So many great points there. I know one thing I've noticed really in my time, even going back to my newspaper days covering local government, whether it's been at the city level, excuse me, or the county level, is that all the national politics stuff, the D or the R, it just doesn't really matter at this level, at least not nearly to that degree, because you're just talking about practical matters. You're talking about paving the roads. You're talking about stuff that everybody agrees that they want to get done. It's just, you know, how do you do that? And you're also, of course, at the local level, you're also dealing with real money. You're dealing with money you actually have. It's not state level. You can get a lot of grants or borrow. At the federal level, of course, you can just print more. But at the local level, you're dealing with the money you got.
Yeah, you got to figure out. Like we had recently here in Manhattan, we're saying, hey, do we want to raise the sales tax? And these are the reasons why. And you got to figure that out. You're like, do you want to have safe ways for kids to get to school? Do you want to think about the infrastructure as this place continues to grow? And those are the things that cross between those, across those lines, those party lines. And I think that's really important. And if in whatever ways we're able to emulate some of the local practices higher, I think we would be better for it.
Just about a minute left. Just real quick, as far as this shutdown, what is the mood at K-State? Or do people think it's not going to last very long? I know we got that coming up here in an hour.
It was, for those who are interested in these things on Friday, it was kind of like, here we are. I haven't been on campus this morning, so I don't know what the climate is right now. But I know for some, it's significant that, you know, as we talked about before, funding streams, people's salaries, the projects that they're working on, the partnerships, all these things are potentially impacted in very near term, but also in longer term ways. We got to figure this out. This is not the way to govern. Literally, when your job is to be government, you should be government. And this is one of those sad moments when we've seen the extreme situation that we've confronted, that we've brought ourselves to.
Dr. Timothy Schaefer, Assistant Professor of Communication Studies at K-State. Thanks so much for coming on. First time of 2018.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Yep, see you in a month.
Thanks a lot.
Dave, it's all yours, sir.
All right, Brady, good stuff this morning. Thanks for joining us, Tim. Moving up on 10 a.m., and by the way, that's some serious snowfall that we are seeing now. It is a blanket of white stuff coming down. Tomorrow on K-Man Tim Focus, well, I guess from Pottawatomie County.
Come in and see your neighbors at Carpet One of Manhattan on Fort Riley Boulevard. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Liberty Mutual.
I'm Steve Kaif, and on Twitter, President Trump criticized